Got him for about 20 minutes, tops.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's
Ooh.
Right. He's got meetings. Very important person, this Brad Treliving. Good morning. How are you?
Gentlemen, how are you?
Good. What's are you picking the menu for the Dome this year? Like burgers? Are you getting your own burger? What's going on? Big meetings in first week of September?
Well, fantasy draft. Isn't that what you guys are doing there? We got our own.
Is that what it is? Yeah, yeah.
I thought it was the yogurt negotiations. That's crazy. Yeah.
Got the whole band start over there together, eh? You got all the band
members. We're back.
Where else am I going to
say? Is Rhett back? Is Rhett back?
Yeah, he's here.
I'm here.
Hey,
so happy to so happy to be here.
Oh, good.
I'd rather be in the meeting with you, Brad.
Come on by. Come on by.
More expertise, the better, right?
Yeah.
Now, you can talk about Yager because he's unrestricted, right? It's not tampering if we talk about him, right?
You know, somebody asked me the other day where all this came from, and I had no idea. I knew you guys weren't talking about it, so I'm still trying to trace where all
That's
this...
right. Yeah, we'd never bring it up.
From. No, I don't think there's a whole lot of value for me to talking about guys that aren't signed. If we ever got to a point of signing anyone, whatever their name may be, then we can get into a whole bunch of discussion about
All
it.
Right.
To jump into that, I don't know if that makes That's a whole lot of sense.
Enough. Fair enough.
Are you keen on 45-year-old wingers? I
only
am.
if they got long hair.
All right,
there
I like
you go.
It.
That's perfect. As much as you can, let's talk about Sam Bennett. Some people are concerned in the world of that you live in, it's still early. There's time. He's not missed anything to this point. But, I mean, Vancouver's going through it with Bo Horvat. You've got Sam Bennett. How could you best characterize where things are at, or at least how things have gone?
Well, sure, and no question. I guess, listen, training camp is approaching, as we all know. To give people a little sense, I think it's now 10. There's 10 RFAs. I may be off one, either way, 11 or 9, but let's call it 10 RFAs that are unsigned right now. And I say that just to give a little flavor of this is not unusual that you get, a week or so before camp. Our goal and stays the same as it is when the season ends. That's to get Sam signed, and to get him signed prior to us starting. I think history has shown that missing time or people that don't get there on time, usually it's not a good thing. To get ready for an NHL season is difficult. You got to get the reps. You got to get playing at NHL pace. You got to get doing it every day prior to the start of the season. So to get it done is one thing. We obviously want to get it done in time where Sam can join us. Having said all that, you're right, Boom, that we got time. We're not starting tomorrow. But no question, as we get closer, our goal is to get something done with him prior to us starting, and that's still I'm real optimistic that'll happen.
Is he here skating? Do you know?
He's not, which, as you know, Retro, isn't really unusual.
No.
For a guy who's not signed. I said the communication's been good. It's been frequent. It's finding a spot to land on where everybody's comfortable with the deal, and we have a thought in our mind that we feel makes sense. They have one in theirs, and now it's just trying to get to something that works for everybody. So I'm not discouraged. I'm not it's like with any of these things, you sort of keep out the background noise, and you stay focused on getting a deal, and like I said, I feel pretty comfortable we will.
So you say like the lines of communication are open and there's a lot of contact. Is this something that, is it closer today than it was last Wednesday? Is it something that gets a little bit closer by the week, or is it just here's where we are, there's where you are, there's no real pressure point yet? Let's talk again in a couple days to see how desperate you are. Like, how does it go?
Yeah, no, I think there's, I will say this, there's a sense on both sides that both sides want to get something done. Everybody knows as I said earlier, the importance of getting here on time. And I do feel that we're, you know, there. You guys hear me say it all the time, and you probably your eyes roll back in your head. But they all have their own sort of timing, and they all have their own ebbs and flows. And you know, I do sense that we're getting some traction. But each day, there's you know, you try to bridge the gap, and not only that, but you to me, you're trying to support you know, your position. And you know, with every day that goes by, or with every contract, the market becomes a little more solidified. But to answer your question, yeah, I think there are some days when you really don't make a whole lot of progress. But I do think we're closing in and around that time. And like I said, lots of times the calendar dictates. And listen, as we all talk, but you know, at the end of the day, and Rhett knows, the players, I mean, Sam's a hockey player. And you get to this time, you've been training all summer, you know, for the most part, I think if we don't have everybody here already, it's pretty darn close. So you get itchy to get going, and I know Sam's the same way, but we all have to let the business side take care of itself. And
there's nothing worse than having to go find the U of S Huskies coach and ask if you can skate with him.
Yeah, you know,
it's true, and it's hard.
And can you go play goal for us? Exactly, you know.
Yeah.
So,
are there any similarities, Brad, between this and what you and Johnny's agent were going through a year ago?
Yeah, I mean, there are all some similarities. You know, with Johnny last year, it was unique in the sense, in a lot of ways, a couple things. I think there was a little bit of a. You know, there's a lot of players. You look at last summer, there was I guess there would be a refining of a market there. When you look at those players that signed over the course of, you know, from Forsberg to Monahan to Gaudreau to McKinnon to Scheifele, there was a group of players there. We were, you know, there was a lot of work done, I think, trying to refine and define that market. The uniqueness of last year with Johnny was... And we knew going into it was going to be a little bit unique with the World Cup. If you remember, we had the World Cup at this time last year. So talk of getting here on time, excuse me, camps were pushed back. By the time we were starting camp, you know, Johnny had been playing for 3 weeks. He'd played 7 or 8 games in pre-tournament and World Cup. Sure. So he'd been up and going. But certainly, you know, the basic fundamentals are the same, that you're trying to find something that fits, and you're trying to, you know, as I say to every player, we've got to look after you, but we're also got to feed everyone. And you've got one mouth to feed, we're trying to feed 23, and it's all got to fit in a certain structure, not only for today, but a year, two, and three down the road. So, yeah, there's some similarities, there's some differences.
What's your favorite day of the summer? What was the best day that you had, do you feel?
Hitting
the golf course or doing a deal?
Yeah. You know what? You know what? It was a good night. A Saturday night, I went to the Garth Brooks concert. That was a pretty good night. I enjoyed that.
Well, you got
fun at that.
How'd you get seats?
Yeah. Tickets, eh?
I knew a guy who knew a guy. So, yeah.
That helps for sure.
But we had...
How about when Garth Snow finally says, okay, let's do this Hammonick deal? I know you were pretty happy then.
That was a pretty good day, too.
Yeah.
That one was
excited, excited for him, right?
What gives you the most optimism this year? The fact that you picked up a guy like Hamonic, or?
What gives me the most optimism, it's funny, I met with the staff, we had a little staff get together yesterday, and there's lots of excitement. You know, we talked about here, I said, we don't get into the expectations and what are we going to, ours is about setting a standard. Of how we want to operate on a daily basis and hitting that and trying to hit that. What gives me the most optimism in just talking to our guys is the excitement level that they have, but also there's a real sense of urgency and a real sense of focus. Talking to them over the course of summer, you know, I just know firsthand our guys have put the work in. They're excited about their group. They're excited about the team we have. They know nothing's going to happen just because it sounds and feels good, But I'm real optimistic because of the work that I know the guys have put in, and there's a focus here. So now that's all great and gravy, but you got to get in and do it. And so these are the days here leading up to it. That's a little bit. It gets long. You know, it seems like it's starting tomorrow, but it's not starting tomorrow. So you know, we're ready to get going here, and next week can't come fast enough.
Yeah, I know you got to run. Last one for you. Somebody asked me about the goaltenders yesterday. Obviously, you've got your two at the NHL level set. You've got Gillies and Parsons. There's Mason McDonald is in there, Nick Schneider. As far as the American League, East Coast League, I would guess that Gillies and Parsons, you want playing as much as possible. How do you anticipate this shaking down?
Yeah, and there's David Rittich in there, too. So there's a bushel full of them. Number one for goaltenders, you want them playing. Now, you know, there's two schools of thought here. As you say, well, geez, you're not going to have any nets, or you're not going to have enough nets for everybody. And then if you don't have enough goaltenders, you're like, well, who the heck's going to play goal? The good news for us is we think we're deep in the position. You know, we'll get into camp, and these things have a way of sorting themselves out. I would say this, regardless of level, we want. At that position, you improve by getting puck shot at you. So you need to find people nets. And if that means guys are going to rotate, they'll rotate. We'll get that sorted out. We've sort of got a little bit of a sketch outline in pencil. We'll see how things go in camp. Touch wood, we keep everybody healthy. A year ago, not last year, but the year prior, I think we went through 11 or 12 goaltenders in Stockton. So you can never be deep enough there. Just in head count, but I think we got some guys that have a real chance to be good. It's up to them and the work they put in, but we'll find a way to make sure that there's enough puck shot at these guys that they're going to get better.
All right, both guys have quick.
We real quick. Backlund extension. Where's that on the to-do list? Given he's a free agent next July.
Well, if my math is right. We still got, I think, 9 months before he becomes a free agent. So. I mentioned earlier in the summer, I've had some discussions with JP Barry. Those will continue, and we'll see where it goes to. Like I said, the urgency is such that we're not, you know, we've got some time here, but if there's something that we can get done ahead of time, we'll try. So we'll keep banging away at that.
And are there going to be any changes at training camp, or are you going with the same kind of standard that's been set all since you've been here?
Yeah, well, we've bounced it around a little bit. I know Glenn, like last year, probably the biggest change. There was a lot of teaching. I think there's going to be probably similar to that. There'll be three groups that are going in. I think you'll get into a little bit of scrimmaging on the third day. But I know there's a lot of just the bricks and mortar stuff he wants to put in for the first couple of days. And then it's, you know, we're going to probably get down to two groups. We go 3 days on. We play the split squad game against Edmonton. And then we're going to probably try to get down to two groups. And really backing everything up probably those last two preseason games. It goes quickly. We're playing seven. You get rid of two in the first night. And those last two, you want to be probably, barring a player here or there, down to as close to your group as possible. So it'll once we get into it, it'll get moving fast as it usually does.
No, you got to go, Brad. Thanks for your time. Come visit post-Penticton, all right?
Yep. Count me in. You guys buy breakfast. I'll be there.
Oh,
done.
Geez.
Thanks. Have a good meeting.
See you guys.
Sign Yager. Take care.
Shouldn't he bring breakfast?
You would think.
Jeez.